Dubai Eye
103.8. We welcome to the studio Ehtisham, who is the CEO and co-founder of Junkbot Robotics. Good afternoon, Ehtisham. How are you?
I'm good. Good afternoon.
Fantastic. Now, you basically led a team to transform Junkbot from an idea to a community of 50,000 makers globally. Your background is mechanical engineering. You've worked in aeronautics. Tell us a little bit about Junkbot. I mean, this is basically a DIY robotic kit that enables people to create and build working robots from pretty much anything. So how did you come up with the idea? What was your motivation behind this?
Junkbot is actually a DIY robotic kit, which helps children make their own robots just by recycling things around them. You recycle water bottle, cardboards, old CDs into robots. And while building, you know, the kids get to learn the basics of science, technology, engineering, arts, and mathematics. And our vision is inventors in every home. The idea, how we came up with the idea, when we were kids, you know, we used to break toys, you know, used to collect the motors inside, the gears inside, and used to make different things, you know, from different things we had in the thrown away things in the home. And my co-founder and myself, actually, he's my school friend as well. So we used to do a lot of these things when we were in school. And when we were in Dubai and we were exploring ideas, you know, we thought, why not give this power to everyone? Like, you know, why not give this power to all other students, you know, so that they get the, you know, power to invent. That's the whole idea. And we got inspired from one of the Thomas Edison quotes, who says, you know, you can invent from anything. That's how actually we started.
I love the fact that, you know, you're not only recycling things, but tapping into youngsters' creativity. How important is it to encourage children to use their imagination and creativity in this way?
I think it's super, super important. And the reason being, 75% of the future job require STEM skills. STEM or STEAM means science, technology, engineering, arts, and mathematics. And the future job requires these skills. And sadly, 80% of the college students are not well prepared with these skills. So the students need hands-on learning, you know, to keep up with the future skills. So I think it's super important, you know, to have hands-on experience rather than learning a lot of theories.
And Tom, it's something we were talking about earlier on when we were talking about AI and artificial intelligence and robotics taking over and replacing certain jobs of people. But we were saying with this comes the need for people to create the programs, to create the robots, to maintain the robots. So this kind of taps into that really, doesn't it, as well?
It does, but I don't believe that, you know, AI will take the jobs. Definitely AI will displace a few jobs, but it will definitely create a lot more jobs. And the jobs which will be displaced will be more in kind of, you know, manufacturing. But in many other segments, there will be a lot more jobs created. I read in a recent research where, you know, it said in UK, AI would create around 7.2 million jobs. And it might displace 7 million jobs, but, you know, still it's the jobs it's created is much more than what it is displacing. And I don't think it's a thing to worry. It's all about, you know, changing our perspective and getting ready to the future skills, you know, getting the future generation to have the skills, you know, which the future needs.
And you started Junkbot in 2015, and you've been working with the Ministry of Education and other entities, and you now have investors, and you can buy the kits for Junkbot now. So it's been a good progression in, what, 3-4 years, which is amazing.
Exactly. So we started the idea from Dubai, and DP World was our first investor. And then we got incubated in Turnate and Infi, where we have our office. Infi is a place where the startups, every startup in Dubai should look at, because they provide us the infrastructure and all those things, you know, which a startup actually need. And they're doing very good at that. And so we started from there, and we built the prototype with the DP World funding, and then we got a lot of recognition from all around the world, getting, you know, government grants from Chile, getting Seed Star Awards from Switzerland, and a lot of other awards as well. So we started build the product, and the first customers was the government. You know, Diva actually used our product, Interestingly, they run a robotics championship using JunkBot hardware.
Amazing.
And they gave it to 500 schools, and it went really well. And I see a trend in the organization here, and Dubai is known for, you know, adopting new technologies, and they're doing it really well.
So where are you going now? What's the next step for you guys?
So our vision is inventors in every home. So we are actually manufacturing hardware and software which will enable everyone to be an inventor. So for the next 2 to 3 years, we'll be focusing on Middle East. We'll be building more Arabic content, which actually needs, and the market like Saudi actually needs a lot of Arabic content. So we're focusing on those to build around the hardware what we have and scale it that. I mean, we actually won Expo 2020 license for the DIY educational kit. Yeah. So we'll be selling our products in Expo Expo site and all their, you know, other channels as well.
You know, Shami, talking there about your DIY kits and tutorials. If someone signs up to JunkBot, what do they receive from you guys? Because I'm assuming you don't send them all the trash as well, do you?
No. So so the JunkBot hardware kit includes different electronic components.
Yeah.
So which includes a brain, actuators and sensors, and all the instructions. So the instructions are all online. You know, you can have this hardware, go to our website and see the instructions and start building the products. You know, it's up to your imagination to use what, you know, from your home. There have been different use cases, like, you know, very interesting use cases, very useful use cases built by the students.
And so each of the bots that they create can be programmed or designed to do a different function within the house or something?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. They can do different things, you know. You build a hardware and use our software to program.
Yeah.
And if you want to build something else with the same thing, you can just remove those things and you can build different things. It's all about the program. It's a brain, you know, you train the brain to do what.
And obviously, this is something that's caught the imagination of children here in the UAE, but has it also caught the imagination of parents and an older generation as well?
Exactly, yeah. So it's not just limited to children. Anyone who is, you know, anyone who is interested in tech, you know, who want to prototype, you know, their ideas and things like that, they can use JunkBot to do that.
Yeah.
So what's the most, looking at some of the projects that you've seen people come up with, what's the most interesting and creative idea that someone's come up with for you?
Recently worked with Minister of Sharjah, where they were actually using JunkBot, you know, to create childhood cancer awareness among the students. That's a noble cause, you know, which we were very proud of. So one of the students came up with an idea with a bear, which had our brain and sensors, which would track actually the kid's temperature, pulse and things like that. And if something is abnormal, this would send a message to the parent. Telling that, you know, maybe you should have a medical checkup. So they had a problem to communicate the, you know, the cancer symptoms to the kids, but they channeled it in a different way using JunkBot, and the kids got excited. They eventually learned the symptoms as well, but they worked towards, you know, fighting the cancer as well.
That's amazing. I mean, something like that is a viable idea which could go into the actual medical profession, which is fantastic.
Exactly.
It's great homegrown talent as well. I mean, obviously, you've had great success here in the region. You had initial funding as well. But last year, you got recognized at C-Stars Summit over in Switzerland. So obviously, the idea, the concept has gone further than the UAE and the region. Are you getting good feedback from the globe, from the world at the moment?
Exactly. So we don't sell in retail and other than in UAE, but we get orders online and from our website. We sold our products in US, in UK, in Europe as well, yes.
Amazing. And is that something you'd like to do more in the future, do you think, to expand?
Exactly. Yeah. That's a very good market to be, you know, and we'll be definitely looking at that.
You mentioned a lot about sort of the individuals getting involved, things like that. Have you had schools and educational organisations come to you as well and say, Edsham, help us out here? We're looking to be a little bit more creative in the way we're trying to teach at the moment.
Exactly. So we are actually, our product is used by around 500 schools in this region.
Yeah.
So we have a program called JunkBot Olympics, which goes to every school, where every school build 100 robots. And three students became a team and built this thing. So we are already in the schools in this region.
I love this. It's so much fun. Never mind the kids. It's great for adults as well. And I was going to say to you, you know, in a day and age where it's really difficult to prize iPhones and pads and computer games out of children's hands, are you seeing youngsters become more interested in things like this? They're turning their attention away from the screen into actually coming back to making something again.
It's something actually we should promote among the kids. You know, kids get involved in screens, and then it's not their problem. Actually, the kids have a perception, right? You know, at times, you know, that robotics or, you know, doing things is a bit tough.
Mm.
And we actually want to solve that problem. You know, when the kids get to see their water bottles or, you know, coffee cups converted into robot, they see this and say, oh, this is something even I can do.
Mm.
They get started interesting, you know. The first spark, you know, if you're able to create, you know, they will actually explore more and they get into science. It's just about, you know, giving them the knowledge. You know, telling them, okay, there are tools like this, you know, which you should explore.
Mm. And is there that element? Do you think often we sort of talk about, don't we? We talk about the fact that we teach our children, we teach the younger generation. But is there also the other way of spinning that on the head, and they can teach us a lot? And the simplest ideas, some of the best ideas, can be the simplest ideas from the youngest minds.
Exactly, that's exactly our experience. You know, with Diva Robotics Championship, Diva actually put forward their problems, their corporate problems, to the students.
Yeah,
and the students came up with different solutions, which even, you know, no one thought about. And that was amazing. And, you know, and the way the kids think, it's much, much more creative than we think.
Kids invent cool stuff.
Do you know what this reminds me of?
Go on.
It's fantastic. Do you remember, I am not sure if you'll know this, but back in the UK, back in the day, there was a TV program called The Great Egg Race. And basically, they had to come up with mechanical creations to solve a problem that was set by the presenters. And the name of the show came up. The initial challenge was to make a device capable of transporting an egg. And that's what it was. So it's things like this. It's like having a problem, find a solution using these little robots. I love it.
Exactly, exactly.
It is one that's caught the imagination of thousands, not just here in the region, but elsewhere. And therefore, a lot of demand at the moment for JunkBot. Make your own robots out there. They have, of course, a very active website with all sorts of ideas on there. Just go to junkbot.co to find out more. Social media as well, is that the way
exactly.
to get about it?
I am JunkBot.
I am JunkBot.
Yeah.
You, Ettersham. Ettersham is JunkBot.
Exactly.
He lives and breathes JunkBot. No, it's a great initiative, and long may it continue to be successes. Well, obviously, this is your main focus at the moment. In terms of 2019, in terms of the future as well, are you looking for further expansion?
Exactly. So we'll be soon expanding in Saudi and Oman and Turkey, because we have already association with the ministry over there. And for the next 2-3 years, we'll be focusing in the Middle East and then globally.
It's really kind of you to come on in. Thank you so much indeed for taking time out of your...
Thank you for the option.
No, really appreciate you coming and explaining a little more about the concept. It is a great initiative and one that's made a difference to so many. So thank you again for joining us.
Thank you.
This is Dubai Eye 103.8.